Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to be talking about censorship on men, the manosphere, and why it's going to happen, period, and the governments are coming in to try to control social media. And then I'm going to talk about options that we have and ways you can kind of support all the men and the manosphere and things that you like, because if you don't, it's not the end of the world. It just means that those creators are going to go away. And the truth of it is that a lot of people are okay with that. And, you know, I always say, put your money where your mouth is. And so when I get a product or an advertisement from a product or a movie that's woke or a product that's woke or any of this woke garbage, I cancel my subscription or I stop buying the product. I still don't buy Coke. I still don't buy Gillette razors. I still don't buy Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I have a list that goes on and on and on. It's in my head. It's not something that I've typed out, but there are, you can go out there and find what brands are woke and which ones aren't. But the same thing goes for my social media or for my paying. I don't have HBO Plus because of the message that they put out about men and kids and everything else. I don't have Netflix anymore. I don't pay for any of those. What I've taken is I do pay YouTube the $9.99 a month, because that way creators that I watch, which are a lot of them, I can't support them all by directly supporting them. So instead what I do is I do the $9.99 by YouTube, and then when I watch stuff, I get it ad-free, but I'm also supporting the people that make the content. I know some people find ways to block ads. All you're doing is hurting the content creator in that case. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But at a certain point, the content creators, if you add on problem after problem after problem, they're going to say, you know what, this isn't, I've got better things to do with my life. And they're going to either stop creating content, or they'll move on to a different platform or something else. This is not an ad. This is not me saying you need to buy anything from me. That's not where I'm going with this. The problem is these voices are going to go away within time, and then the creators that you do like one by one disappear. You know, Ben Shapiro is moved behind a paywall. I think Steven Crowder is on his last strike on his channel if he gets another one. And yes, he's conservative, and yes, he says funny things in a joking manner, but because he's not going along with the mainstream feeling on it, and he's not supportive of certain groups, which is okay, last I checked, even with a lawyer, and it's going to cost him hundreds of thousands, if not $1 million, to try to keep his channel, they're going to remove him. So he's moved beyond a paywall. And Stefan Molyneux, who I like his content, I used to watch him on YouTube, he's now behind a paywall over on Locals where I am. It's coming for men. And I'm going to talk about a couple of our content creators and some of the challenges that they're facing. And then we're going to talk about censorship as a whole. So the first one here I want to talk about is Aaron Clary. Now, a lot of you guys do know Aaron Clary. I've done book promotions for him before. He's from A-Hole Consulting. I can't even say the whole word. He's from A-Hole Consulting, and he talks about finances for men and what are the odds of dating and what are the odds of finding a good woman and what are the odds you're going to retire with good money, and all about how men can take care of themselves and how they can better themselves and how they can avoid poisonous women or women that will take them for their resources or a lot of problems with women. You know, he's in the manosphere for sure. He just put out a video here in the last couple of days where he's talking about he's now had videos just completely removed by YouTube. And I don't remember if he said he got a strike for it or not, but he's just having videos just removed. They don't message why, they don't tell you why. And then after it's done, and the thing of it is, I just shrug my shoulders. I forget sometimes some of you don't watch. The thing of it is, question mark. Like, a lot of times we don't know as content creators, what did we do wrong? What words do we need to miss? What topics do we need to talk about? Because if they came out and said what you actually need to avoid, well, number one, we could do it. We could dance around the algorithms like many of us do when we say certain words like garden tools instead of other words. They don't want you to be able to get around that. What they want to do is be able to whack you down and give you a strike and get you removed without you ever knowing what's going on. So maybe I dodge around words I don't actually need to dodge around. It's because they've never told us what we can or cannot say. In the last couple of videos, I got a little salty and tried a couple of curse words out there and changed my settings, and it let me get away with it. But I can tell you now that with certain themes, whether it's transgenderism or whether it's being conservative and calling the Democrats out for certain things, or saying you don't think certain ways about the bug, or say certain things about the jab, and yeah, there's reasons I have to use those two words instead of the other ones, that they will say, you know what, you're removed. And so, because you're spreading misinformation or something. And so that's why I don't talk about a lot of these topics on YouTube, because I don't know what I can and can't say. And again, if I'm not towing the, quote, company line, they will remove you. Let me give you a couple of other examples here. A lot of you will say, hey, why don't you go over to Rumble? Or why don't you go over to Patreon? Or why don't you go over to Library? Or go over to XYZ, all the bunch of the others. It's because what is coming from the government is going to take down all those sites, that they're going to change the laws for censorship so it covers all those companies. I'm going to tell you why I use Locals at the end of this. Again, this isn't a promo video or anything like that. I'm going to tell you why I use Locals at the end of this and why I think it's different and why I think a lot of content creators are going there instead of using the other ones like Rumble and stuff like that. So Aaron Clary, they've gone after him. Many of you are Coach Greg Adams fans. Many of you are, let's say, Kevin Samuels fans. Many of you are, there's Donovan Sharp fans out there. Many of you are Sydney Australia, Undead Chronic. TFM, Turd Flinging Monkey. You know, these creators have been around a long time. And at first, they're demonetized. At first, they say, okay, you can't earn revenue from your videos anymore. And I think that's what happened to Coach Greg Adams and with Donovan Sharp and a couple of the other creators. So then you're basically saying, okay, you can't make any money posting videos on YouTube anymore. And if you notice, that's why I think Coach Greg Adams and Donovan Sharp and many of the others do live streams. Like every episode is just a live stream now because they can get revenue that way still by getting live stream, if they post a video, they cannot. I don't know the specifics on all of them, but what it does is it forces content creators to say, okay, I gotta be careful talking about this, or I can't say this, or I have to watch these words, or if I wanna talk about this topic and it's not popular, I get hammered. And in the end, you end up getting such watered down content that you can't express your actual views on things. And they're coming after men in the manosphere. They've even got a petition out now that's talking about Kevin Samuels. Let me bring up that story real quick. Muggledom.com, black women start petition calling on big tech censorship police to ban dating advice guru Kevin Samuels. Now, Kevin Samuels has like 1.05 million subscribers. A couple of months ago, he was at 600,000. You take so they're coming for him, and then you take somebody that does something kind of similar, which is the live interview format with women, like Fresh and Fit are doing. They went from, I think, 30 or 40,000 subscribers in January, February, March, somewhere around there, to 300, 350, going on 400,000 subs. I mean, they're rocketing past channels like mine, which is a good thing. It's great because their format, they actually get to talk to women and talk about the issues. So this is a problem because those are the channels that are going to go away. Why? Because they're talking about women's and men's issues, and they're putting women out there in a bad light. That, of course, means they're going to be coming for all men's channels at some point. So I want to read this. This is written by an Anne Brown from 2 days ago. And she says, there's no denying that dating advice guru Kevin Samuels pisses off a lot of women with his pro-alpha male views, a standout in the manosphere. Samuels posts in-your-face YouTube shows about relationships and dating that have attracted 1.05 million subscribers. An image consultant turned dating gender role guru, Samuels has a YouTube channel that features videos with subjects such as, do modern women want more than they deserve? Do high-value men deserve to cheat? And ladies, the older you get, the less you get. His December 9th, 2020 video titled Your Average at Best targeted women who desire high-powered men but are, as Samuels likes to say, average at best. The video got about 1.5 million views. Let me pause here and stop for a second and say, don't those sound like topics that a lot of us guys in the manosphere talk about? Of course. So now that they found Kevin, because maybe because he's hit a million subs and they look at channels my size is too small to mess with, you know they're going to be, they're just going to work their way down the rank. If they successfully remove him, they'll look for a content creator, maybe like Ab and Preach, that have 600,000 or 700,000 subs. And after they get rid of them, they're going to go find somebody else that maybe has 500,000, and they're going to work all the way down until all of us are gone. And YouTube, with enough pressure, will follow the mob. They will follow what a lot of people will form up groups and say, hey, let's do this. That's why this kind of thing is so frightening, because YouTube's already pretty much admitted, yes, we listen to the mob. Yes, we want to be diversive and inclusive. And if you talk about people in a negative light, or you make fun of other content creators, or you talk about something that may be critical of somebody, we're going to remove you. Well, you know, again, part of freedom of speech and part of tearing down ideas is talking critical about things, whether it's the government, whether it's the bug, whether it's the jab, whether it's people of the opposite gender, what's going on in schools, what they're teaching in schools. All these things need to be torn down. You can't, because otherwise all you have are voices that lift up whatever is the mainstream, and you know you don't have any counter argument or counter culture or counter discussion about things. And that's why this is worrying, not only just for me, but for most of the entertainment you like, especially if you are conservative. Conservative people have been just torn off the internet, and the government doesn't do anything about it. Anyway, let's continue on. Black thought leader Dr. Umar Johnson, a thought leader. Now, what is a thought leader? That's somebody that has some ideas and a lot of people listen to him. I might say, hey, Kevin Samuels is a black thought leader too. It's just, again, he doesn't agree with everybody in academia and what the equality message they want to talk about. Dr. Umar Johnson calls out Samuels for his misogynistic attitude towards black women during an Instagram Live and subsequent posts, saying Samuels is profiting from slandering and criticizing black women who don't emulate Eurocentric standards of beauty and success. That's a very fancy way of him saying, hey, you're criticizing black women. But black men get criticized all the time. White men get criticized all the time. Men in general get criticized all the time. And again, I've done videos on this. So again, you can see that it's okay to make fun of men. It's okay to put down men as stupid and cloddish and idiots. It's okay as putting down men as misogynistic. But if he calls out women and criticizes women for the same things, now it's hateful. See how this goes. Recently, DJ Envy of the Popular Breakfast Club show got into a beef with Samuels as well. One woman wants Samuels taken off the internet and has started a petition to do so. Goldie Jones, herself a YouTube creator of the Goldie Jones channel, albeit on a much smaller scale, she has 264 subscribers, wants Samuels taken down not just from on YouTube, but also Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Not much information is given about who Jones is, but her two-month-old petition on change.org has attracted 1,155 signatures as of press time. In the petition, Jones wrote, "With the rise of violence against women, specifically African-American women, YouTuber Kevin Samuels has galvanized a community of men of all races and nationalities and the outspoken hatred of women." Let me pause here for a second. But you can see how this works. He has a million people that listen to him. She has 264 subs. She starts a petition with 1,100. And Kevin Samuels actually does have to worry about this, even though he has a million subs. Why? Because the topics he discussed are not liked by women. They're critical of women. But if someone comes out and is critical of men, men do not have petitions. Men do not go out and organize something. And if they did, they would be ignored. Why? Because the men are just being weak and butthurt, and they don't like being called out for the patriarchy, and it's just their privilege. You see how this works? That's why it's so important to protect men's rights and men's abilities to talk about their issues. And Kevin Samuels doesn't come out and just say women are trash and women are awful and women are stupid and I hate women. He doesn't say any of that. What he says is, look, you can take your shot, but you're reaching for the stars and you're unhappy you're landing on the moon, when the truth is you really don't deserve a rocket. That's kind of what he's saying. But because, again, it's critical of, oh, we can't be critical of women, there's a problem with it. And YouTube, you mark my words, YouTube will follow along because they've already done the same thing to Coach Greg Adams. They've already done the same thing to Donovan Sharp. They've already done the same thing to Undead Chronic and some of the other creators, TFM. They just remove them. Or they do a strike on a video, and then they go back in their history and find anything that they may have said that might have been critical, and they say, we'll count that as a... And all of a sudden, you can wake up one day, your channel's gone just like that, because they will go back in time, and even if they didn't mark any of your other stuff this way, they'll find something they're critical of, and then they'll go back and look for anything else they can be critical of, and you'll get strike 1, 2, and 3, all in one shot, and you're removed. Even though YouTube says the strike system is meant to correct bad behavior, they'll pile it all on you at one shot and then just remove you and say, oh, sorry, you had bad behavior in the past. They continue on. She continued, removing this voice of divisive vitriol will allow women to feel safer not only in public spaces but online communities as well. Acts of harm and other harm, and even other harm, has been documented as stemming from rhetoric Mr. Samuels and his community of followers have spewed in just the past 12 months alone. Proof. Where's your proof? Let's see some proof. Always got to show up with receipts. But they don't. And again, they're saying that, well, this makes people not feel safe in an online community. Don't follow him. Block him. On Twitter, you can just right-click, block, gone. You never see his vitriolic words anymore. Same thing on Facebook. And on YouTube, just say, you can pull up a video and just click the little three dot on the right-hand side and say, don't show me this channel anymore. There you go. No longer to be afraid. But again, this is the way that they play the victim and they say, oh, we're scared and it's harmful. And people say, okay, well, let's get rid of it. We don't want anybody being scared or harmed. This is what they're going to do, and they're going to go through all content creators to do it. Mark my words. Okay. They just go down through some of the tweets. I'm not going to read all the tweets because I'm not going to waste my time because I don't care about their opinions. But this is where it's going. Now, how does this relate? And you can say, well, what if they don't? What if this petition fails and they don't remove Kevin Samuels? What if YouTube decides, hey, we're not on board. We're going to let Kevin Samuels stay. Okay, this is the beginning. So the Biden administration, they're going directly on social media platform, and they say that they're going after misinformation, and they're going after harm, and they want to get that marked and targeted. The government wants to tell Facebook what is harmful and what shouldn't be allowed. Do you think men's voices at some point are going to be? Because first it'll be, hey, you know what's misinformation? Anything about the election back in January or in November. That's misinformation. Also, if you're talking about the bug, that's misinformation. And the jab, that's misinformation. And now you're talking about critical race theory, that's misinformation. Now you're talking about how the government is bad, that's misinformation. Now you're talking about bad about Democrats, that's misinformation. Now you're talking about how women don't deserve XYZ or shouldn't do this, that's misinformation. And it'll just come down to, you'll be like China. You'll get China, and then all you get is the government message, period, on social media. This is in the United States. This is in the UK. This is scary as all hell. Journalists could face up to 14 years in prison for stories embarrassing the government under proposed changes to the Official Secrets Act that would treat them like foreign spies. This is on the Daily Mail. This is an easy article. I'm not putting any links down below this stuff because YouTube has nailed me once for links and they've nailed me once for something else I don't want to get into. Again, they're just finding reasons to mark stuff. But now if you criticize the government or you embarrass them, mostly by outing somebody that did something they shouldn't have, you could actually get years if you're a journalist. Now, what constitutes a journalist? Well, it could be somebody like me that's just doing a show and talking about something. Maybe they decide that I'm a journalist. This is slippery slope stuff. And if you go back and look at my January 1st or December 31st video where I said bad times are here, but it's going to get way worse before it gets better, this is the stuff I was talking about. And it's not just the manosphere. It's across society as a whole. And I want to call out what they were especially referring to here. Right here, human rights organizations and the Law Commission, which drew up the proposal, said there should be a public interest defense included to prevent the prosecution of journalists who receive leaked documents. So in other words, they're saying the human rights organization says, look, if they get leaked documents, we need to be able to talk about this stuff to expose bad things that are happening in the government or what politicians are doing. But in a paper release for the Constellation, the Home Office said such a move would undermine our efforts to prevent damaging unauthorized disclosures, which would not be in the public interest. No. Damaging unauthorized disclosures are definitely in the public interest. That's what makes the, that's what allows us to call the government out on their bad actions. That's what keeps them in check. That's what keeps them accountable. But again, if you boil everything down to this is what is allowed by the government, which is now what's allowed on social media, which is now what's allowed on YouTube and everywhere else. That's it. Now you get propaganda TV for everything. And what happens when social media like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and everything else and all those voices go away? You're cut off from the rest of the world. You don't have a way to share ideas. You don't have a way to notify people of problems. And this is where they're going. Pay attention to this stuff. They say critics suggest that rules were in place. If the rules were in place now, it could have led to a prosecution of the journalists who received this month that Matt Hancock was breaking bug rules by having an affair with his married aide because it relied on leaked CCTV footage. The revelation prompted his resignation and the end of his marriage, but last week the Information Commissioner's office faced criticism for searching two homes as part of an investigation into how the material emerged and found its way onto the Sun's front page. Here's why this is important. This dude that they're talking about here, and this is in the UK, he's the guy that went around and is talking about masks and mandating and lockdown and you can't do this and everything needs to shut down. And that you can't meet with anybody outside your home, and you can't meet up with and sleep in the same bed or have sex with somebody that you're not married to that's living in your own home. He put all these draconian rules down on everybody in the UK, and then it comes to find out that he was sneaking around behind his wife's back, having a hookup with one of his aides who isn't in the same household and who it broke all the rules that he's talking about. All the rules that were imposed on the UK were broken by the guy that told them the rules. That's incredibly important. But because it goes against the narrative the government wants to share with you, they're saying, you know what, we need to do away with this. You just need to listen to us. Here's another one. Right or left, you should be worried about big tech censorship. I read down through this, but it's not just conservatives who have their political speech blocked by social media giants. It is Palestinians and other critics of Israel. It's Israelis and it's gay people. Of course, we have a whole project tracking it. Punk musicians, Peanuts fans, historians, war crime investigators, sex educators, Christian ministries. It goes on and on and on. The list of this is getting longer and longer. And this is before the government gets involved. It's before the government passes laws that say, hey, anything we deem is misinformation. What's misinformation? We know how that goes. Because a lot of times what we share and we talk about hypergamy and we talk about how women want strong alpha men and not kind of weak, subservient men. Well, they might say, you know what, we deem this to be misinformation and you're gone. From Australia. Do I have that pulled up? Yeah, from Australia here. Social media censorship is vastly more dangerous than the censorship of the media itself. Let me see. There was a part out of here that I wanted to read and see if I can find it quickly. Otherwise, I'll... There was a part where it was lined out. Okay, here we go. Hours after Medium announced it had suspended the accounts of right-wing pundits Mike Cernovich, Jack Sobeck, and Laura Loomer, Mother Jones senior reporter Shane Bauer was on Twitter tagging Medium and telling them they needed to censor anti-war leftists like myself, as well as for expressing skepticism of the establishment Syria narrative. The Empire and its loyalists will never be content with merely silencing right-wing voices, which is why when InfoWars from YouTube was removed because they said Alex Jones was a conspiracy theorist, and he was expressing skepticism of the Syria narrative, they removed him. Well, if you look at YouTube's latest policies on censorship and what they remove, it's conspiracy theory things. Well, conspiracy theory, well, first you have to prove it's a conspiracy. Secondly, it's just a theory. It's just people talking about things. But again, they don't want you to talk about certain narratives because, oh, well, it may lead people to think crazy things. Yes, that's the point of doing it. And sometimes when people think crazy things, they actually come up with real things. But to silence that stuff, what they're saying is, no, we don't approve of this message and we're going to remove it. And I'll be honest with you. At this point in time, if YouTube just nixes me, like, what am I going to do? There's a point where you have to water down your content, water down your message, and you can't say anything that's inflammatory or derogative of this. And there's a point where it doesn't even matter what I say anymore, because I'm dancing around so much that the message that I want to try to share is worthless. And I'll finish it with this. I don't have any dating profiles for today, and I'm sorry to disappoint you guys, but when I talk about something serious, I don't want to be like, okay, and now here's something funny to move on to. No, I want you guys to think about this a little bit, because this is a big deal. It is going to change the world, not just the manosphere. It is going to change the world. It is going to allow governments to have control over you, your lives, what you know, what you understand or think to be true, and it is communism. It is socialism. It is authoritarianism. And when you go down this path, you know, it's a one-way street, really. You go down the slide, and you end up in the playground. You can't climb back up the slide. Once you're in the playground, there's only one way out. And that's usually by arming yourselves and fighting your way out. That's the only way socialism, true socialism, like full-on Venezuelan socialism, that's the only way Cuban communism ends, is by fighting your way out. And don't think that they're starting with the First Amendment online, and then it'll start with the First Amendment in person, and then it'll move to the Second Amendment. And when you say, well, yeah, but they'll never get rid of the Second Amendment, all they have to do is ban the sale of ammunition. No more ammunition sales in the United States. That's it. Eventually, you run out of bullets. And they know that, and then you've got a really expensive club. Trust me, the government is smart. Well, the government is stupid. But they're clever, and they will find a way. But you have to put your toes in the sand. You have to draw the line. You have to dig your heels in and say no more. I'm voting against this. I'm not participating in this anymore. Or I'm going to find an alternative where we can start building culture that counters this. Right now, all we have Hollywood, we have TV, we have sports stars, we have everybody that's all in on China and in on female empowerment and in on CRT, critical race theory, and they're all in on this message. There's no counter voice. And all the only counter voice is right now is us standing there screaming, no, stop, no, stop, as the steamroller, it's like Austin Powers, I think it was Austin Powers, where he was driving the steamroller really slow and it was like 100 yards down the way. Or same thing in Deadpool, where he's driving the Zamboni, and he's like, 50 feet away from the guy, and the guy's on the ice going, no, please stop, and he's creeping along a couple inches, and I'm coming for you. Well, we're flailing on the ice, like, no, stop, no, stop, and it's coming. It is coming. It's coming slowly. It's coming piece by piece by piece. But we've got to create a counterculture. We can't do that. We've already waited too long, and you already can't do that on Twitter and YouTube and everywhere else. So now, for me personally, I'm backing up into Locals. And what makes Locals, betterbachelor.locals.com, what makes Locals different, and that's why Aaron Clary's going there, and Stefan Molyneux, and conservatives are going there, and people that are not okay with CRT, and politicians like Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard's a Democrat, but her own party came out against her because she had normal, rational thought that they didn't agree with, that the left didn't agree with. So now she's on Locals. What makes Locals different is when I post something that is spicy or maybe goes against the mainstream, I can set it to supporters only. And what that means is that you have to be a supporter, in other words, make donations to my channel to see that content. That makes it not social media. See, social media is social. It's available to everyone. You can just go somewhere and read something. On Locals, when I put it to supporters only, it means that you have to pay $5 a month, I mean, or 50 a year, if that gives you a couple months free. That means you have to pay for my content, which makes it not social media. And so a lot of the laws that governments are coming out with, a lot of this crazy stuff that government is coming out with, will affect Rumble and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and either other places like Library. But we don't think it may. I mean, maybe they go around this as of now, but we don't think it'll fall in on Locals, because Locals is supporter based. It's like having a ticket to a private club. And I think that's going to protect my content. And it allows me that if YouTube does remove me from YouTube, I do still have a source of income, albeit a lot less. A lot less. It still gives me a source of revenue so I can continue my work. Because a lot of people don't realize that when I put up a, like this video right now is probably going to end up at 35, 40 minutes. When I put this up, not only do I have to research the articles, not only do I have to film it, which is 40 minutes. Look at my thumbnail. I'm going to put a picture of my thumbnail. That is a beautiful thumbnail. I'm very proud of that. I had to clean up an image of Kevin Samuels and do the shadowing and do the, you know, make it. That takes me 15, 20 minutes to find it and to clean it up. That take, well, yeah, 15 to 30 minutes, depending on how intricate I make it. Then I film this. That's half an hour, 40 minutes. Then I edit it all together. That's another at least 45 minutes to an hour. It's usually double the length of the video because I have to sit and watch my own self talk, and I have to edit the audio and run that through a compressor, and then I have to merge all my elements into a video, and then I have to sit there and watch myself talk for 30 minutes to see if there's anything I need to edit out or if something didn't get up clean, and then I need to process it, and then I need to upload it. Okay, that does take time, and when somebody's putting up an hour or 30 minutes every day, or they're putting up two videos, a lot of times they'll hire editors. I can't hire an editor to travel around me in the country. Although if you're smoking hot, you can shack up with me and edit my stuff. Okay, I'm joking. But so I have to do this all myself. And so it ends up being many, many hours of work. I'm okay with that, but it has to provide me enough to keep me doing it. Otherwise, I need to quit and go work at a grocery store or go collect aluminum cans on the side of the road so I can feed myself. Okay, we just need to be realistic about this. Yeah, I have to get paid for this, because if I don't, I got to go make money doing a different job, I guess some of you would call it, doing a different job, and then my channel goes away. So I think Locals, at least for me, Locals is my safety net, and there's a reason for it, because I think it will protect me, because I'm the moderator over there. And yes, if you say some very racist crap over there, and because if you read the terms of agreement or the TOS for them, yeah, they say they will remove certain speech, or they have the right to remove speech. Yeah, because if you say some really racial hatred and where you're threatening harm or things like that, Section 230 does only go so far, and so they do need to remove that, but none of you guys do that. But you want to talk about the poke or the jab and the bug and the politics and censorship and the government, and that's the place to do it. That's why I have this forum over there, so that we can talk about all these issues, and I have a backup for my content, and through your donations I get some help. The last story that I'm going to be posting this probably later today, maybe tomorrow, depending on how windy it gets later. I'm doing this at kind of early in the morning compared to normal when the wind is a little lower, but I can already tell the wind's going to be whipping up here anytime, is the Sports Illustrated cover. I want to talk about, you know, biological men that have become transitioned into women and are now taking over women's spaces. I want to talk about that. Not going to talk about it here on YouTube, because again, if I say something that may upset somebody or maybe doesn't agree with whatever YouTube says is okay to agree with, I can't do it. So that's why I'm putting this content over there. So I hope you guys will not just join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. So find a way to support the people you like the most and you want their voices to keep around. And if you don't care, that's fine. Then don't support them. And you know, someday their content may get removed. And if it is, just know, okay, I'm not going to watch that anymore. Now, if you're like me, where I don't have Netflix and I don't have Hulu and I don't have all these other things, the only thing I watch is other people like myself on YouTube. I watch The Gathering. I watch Tim Pool. I watch The Daily Wire and most of the creators on Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro. And then I also watch left-leaning stuff because I want to try to get both sides of the story, but I can't find the conservative other than Fox News, and Fox News is owned by one of the other 15 billionaires that owns everything. And so the message they put out may have a conservative spin on it, but it's still mainstream news, so I don't trust them ever either. I like to support people that are on the ground and real world people that are finding their own stuff. That's just my thoughts. Guys, let me know what you think down below. But pay attention, because I think over the next 6 months or a year, I think some of us are going to get evaporated. And if you're okay with that, then, you know, some of my haters out there will be like, good, let them go. That's okay, too. I will find happiness doing something else in life. But I do like to spread my message. I do like to talk about these topics. And I enjoy what I do. I like being a video editor and making thumbnails in Photoshop and looking at the news, because it forces me to just not check out. Because otherwise, I'd probably check out of all of this and just be hating life. But it forces me to stay involved in this stuff, which at this point in time, I think is almost necessary. So, guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, it's going to come for you, whether you want it to or not, whether it's men's channels, whether it's your politics, whether whatever. The government is pushing. The tech giants are pushing. You only may be able to hear one voice, the approved voice, soon. That's all there may be for you. And when that happens, you know, it is what it is.